It's time to get outside. This is KSL Outdoors, brought to you by Trax Power Sports. 2 hours of stories and information on hunting, fishing, and high adventure. Our host is Tim Hughes on KSL News Radio.
Welcome back. Hour number two and the final one for another week. Just a reminder, some best of shows coming up over the next few weeks. Looking forward to revisiting some of my greatest memories anyway. One was when we were over in the Alps doing a motorcycle ride with a great tour company called Edelweiss. So if you missed that broadcast 2 years ago, I think, or was it three now, we'll have that for you. And we're also going to revisit a trip that we made that is going to be memorable for those of us that were there. Mark was with us, Mark and Bob, Mark Wade, Bob Grove, as we went down to both Bryce and hike the Narrows at Zion National Park as well. But that trip to Bryce in particular, because we were with Ryan and Sam, who people may remember from our conversations. We actually took Sam down into the canyon on a wheelchair, a special adaptive wheelchair. And the response we got from people, the help that we got from people, and just the vibe of being there with him something that we want to share again. So we will. Navinopsis is also with us this morning, obviously. Just finished up with Fish Bites. Welcome back, sir.
Good morning.
Missed you the last couple of weeks, but I know you were busy skiing.
Only so 1 week.
Really? I don't think you were on the week before.
Nope. It was just one day.
All right.
And I forgot it was Thursday. I was already, waiting for the shuttle.
Yeah. All right. So I thought it was two, but you have been away for two weeks.
2 weeks. Yeah. But I remember him waiting for the shuttle.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay. Anyway.
Okay. Doesn't matter.
Nice to have the band back together.
Yeah,
anyway.
Good to be here.
Coming up in this hour, still to go, we will talk with Bob and Mark. Yeah. There's a new website for them, a new URL where you can connect to the road trip and blog if you still want to. But it's utahguide.com, and we're doing our best to remind everybody of that. We'll check in with them coming up, and we'll find out what's on tap. Snow Day, we'll check in with Andrea Huskinson with another snowstorm bearing down on us here and a couple of feet possible in the Cottonwoods on this side of the Wasatch. And then Roger Eggett from Bear River Lodge will be here. All that snow also helping, obviously, the snowmobiling environment up there at the cabins at Bear River Lodge. Right now, though, Russell, an old friend of the show. How long has it been since we talked with Mark Hamlin?
Oh, man, years.
And you thought you offended him or something.
I knew I probably did. It's good to hear your voice.
Hey, good to be with you guys this morning.
Remind everybody what you're doing now. You're a Northern Region Outreach Manager or something to that effect.
Yes, that's exactly right, Tim. Yeah, with the Division of Wildlife Resources still. And yes, I'm the Outreach Manager in our Northern Region, so I work out of our office up in Ogden.
And you have always looked good in that Smokey the Bear or Smokey Bear outfit. So I would hope you'd never leave the division.
You really have.
Oh, thank you.
just having fun with you. You know, I saw a video this week. They just wrapped up the Snow Goose Festival down there at Gunnison Bend in Delta.
Year, huh?
Yeah, we have great memories of that. Going down there and staying at your dad's place and. He passed away last year.
And somebody else is living in his house
so,
now.
So that's memories to cherish. But it's also swan season here, right? The swan are making their way through the state of Utah, Mark.
Exactly, Tim. Yep. The Snow Goose Festival down there, like you mentioned, is wrapped up. But now something's just starting up north here. And that's the migration of both tundra and trumpeter swans through the state. The spring migration. So the birds have been wintering down in California, and on their way up to they'll go as far north as Alaska, as for a lot of them, that's their stopping point, and then they'll breed and nest up there. So as they come through on their way up north, the Great Salt Lake and the wetlands around the lake, on the east side of the lake, a great stopping off point for the swans. So they'll stop off here in Utah and rest and refuel, and then get ready to keep going north. And March is the month. March is the month when that spring migration happens. So we're we're right there. We're just starting. So this should be a great month for folks to get out and see these gorgeous birds.
Yes. Mm. Speaking of nesting and watching the birds, you'll have to indulge me here for just a minute. I'm checking back in on Jackie and Shadow, the bald eagles that are sitting on a nest in Big Bear Valley, California.
Okay.
You've been following this?
I have not. I apologize.
That's all right.
You think I would have, but I haven't.
neither have I.
They sat on their eggs all last year, and they didn't hatch, so everyone's sad. Tuned in to watch it to see if they actually hatched the three eggs they've been caring for this year. Anyway, they may.
Oh, I hope so.
Yeah, they may hatch today. All right, back to the swans here for just a minute. I would guess that all of this extra water, and we mentioned this when we started the show today, that last year the reservoirs going into March were at 50%. We had a record year. But the side byproduct of that is we got to hold a lot of that water. So now going into March, we're at 82%. That's got to help these migrating birds, right?
Yeah. Oh, for sure. You bet, Tim. The marshlands, we're in really good shape last year because of all the water we received from the previous winter. It's just awesome to hear that we're going to have more this water continuing to come on down. And that fills those marshlands up and provides great conditions for the swans as they come through.
You've got some viewing events that are coming up we wanted to make people aware of.
Yeah, well, and we don't have any, like, as far as swans go, it's kind of a view on your own sort of experience,
okay.
But we've got a couple of great places to go up here in the northern part of the state. And that's where most of the swans migrate through. They come through the Great Salt Lake area, and there are two amazing places to go and see these swans. One is the Bear River Migratory Bird Refuge, which is about 12 miles west of Brigham City, and that the bird refuge is actually ran by, it's a federal refuge, it's run by the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service, but it's about a 12-mile drive off the freeway to get out there, and then once you get out there, there's a 12-mile road that you can take, it's a gravel road, and it'll take you right through the heart of the refuge, so you can drive along, and you can see these incredible birds just from your vehicle. So that's a great opportunity. And then the second great place to go to view swans is the Salt Creek Waterfowl Management Area. And that's one of the waterfowl management areas that we own and manage. It's about 12 miles northwest of the town of Corinne up in Box Elder County. And when you get out there, there is a little hill on the southeast side of the WMA called Compton's Knoll. And the WMA is, except for Compton's Knoll, the WMA is closed right now to the public to protect the wildlife there. But that Compton's Knoll area is open year-round. And so that is a great place to go. When you drive up on the knoll, you're up above the marsh. So you look out to the west, you can see all the marshland out there and all the swans sitting out on the water out there.
Yeah.
So we just encourage folks, whether they go to the refuge or to Salt Creek, bring binoculars and a spotting scope with you to have the very best viewing experience.
That's a great
idea. You want to be able to zoom right in and see them.
speaking of memories, there was a picture that showed up, and Navi and Russ, I think you were both there. I'm sure you were both there. One of the last times I was out at the Eccles Wildlife Education Center at Farmington Bay, we did a live broadcast out there. And the reason that picture struck home with me is because Billy Fenimore was with us.
And
we lost Billy. I know that was a big loss for birders in general, but for our community, Mark, he was a big part of all of that.
Oh, he sure was. Oh, absolutely. Billy's starting up the bird business there in Layton, where folks come in, get bird seed, talk with him about great places to go and view birds. Yeah, what a loss to have lost Billy. Yeah.
Really miss him. So no particular dates then, just knowing that March is probably the peak time to see these swans as they make their way through. And those are three great ideas over the next few weeks.
Yeah, exactly. Yep. And it's always hard to say, when will the migration peak in March? If you head out there anytime and say almost any time of the month, you should have a good chance to see lots of swans.
All right.
So Mark, really neat experience.
Mark, we've missed you.
Hey, I always miss talking with you guys. It's always great when I get the chance.
Yep, Mark Hadley, one of the good ones out there. All right, we need to take a break. We'll figure out where Mark, the other Mark, Mark Wade, and Bob Grove are going to take us. A little road tripping when we come back.